Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Greg Squirrel Show. It is Monday, and we are here talking sports and whatever, trips or trigger. And I want to welcome you to join us. The phone lines are open, 323-642-1128, 323-642-1128. Hope everybody had a great weekend, and Martin Luther King Day, which was yesterday. Hope everybody enjoyed that in your own unique way. I was announcing a basketball tournament at Little Rock, Arkansas, the Life Champs MLK Tournament at Little Rock Hall High School. Congratulations to Pulaski Heights for winning the girls division. And congratulations to Maumelle for winning the boys division. A great basketball game. I mean, some good stuff. Super Bowl is set. And as I predicted, it's going to be Seattle and New England. I'd say I told you so, but, it is what it is. So now who's it going to be? I'm still going with Seattle. Call in with your predictions, 323-642-1128. We are on the air till 10 a.m. So invite everybody to call in and join us on this festive little program today. Got some great MMA action coming up this weekend. Fort Smith, Arkansas, Extreme Fighting, Inc. Going to be hitting the Fort Smith Convention Center. And then we also have Adrenaline Fight League. Going to be invading the Shrine Mosque Auditorium in Springfield, Missouri. So I'm going to be up there doing the announcing for that event. So if you're in the Springfield, Missouri area, we invite you to come check out Adrenaline Fight League. If you're in the River Valley, Fort Smith, Arkansas area, we invite you to check out Extreme Fighting, Inc. Didn't catch any wrestling last night, but I heard Sting made an appearance. Also, there was a Clint Davis sighting. Don't know where Clint's been hiding, but it was good to see him. Happy birthday to David Grayson, good friend of mine, who I've met around these fights. He's going to be fighting in Fort Smith. So good luck to him. 417, you are on the air.
Hey, I'm just listening. I'm at work.
Who am I talking to?
A listener.
Okay. Well, I'll put you back on hold so you can listen.
Okay, thank you. Hey, can you tell me who's going to be fighting for the flyweight, for the strawweight title on AFL?
Let's see here. Let me pull that up real quick. Tennessee Smith. Let's see. Tentatively set for the flyweight title is Michael Graves versus Joe Taylor.
Okay, so well, how about the strawweight?
And the strawweight, I don't believe their net belt's on the line on this show. No, I'm looking at the fight list. Only titles that are being sanctioned is the Spire sectional title, middleweight championship, Tyler Johnson against Curtis Miller. Flyweight title, Michael Graves against Joe Taylor. Lightweight title, Tony Marquez against Jason Hansen. Light heavyweight for the heavyweight championship, Quentin Goody against Zach Ziegler.
Awesome.
Those are your title fights for this show.
All righty. Awesome. That's kind of all I wanted to know. I'll just go back to this. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. So, we're going to go over that card just a little bit later in the show. I think I know who that was, but I'm not going to point fingers and name names. I'm just going to say thank you for listening. So anyway, we're trying to get some of the fighters for Adrenaline Fight League and Extreme Fighting, Inc., trying to get some of them to call in, talk about their big fights coming up. Also trying to get Aaron Cobb, who's the matchmaker for Extreme Fighting Inc., hoping to get him to call in. Try to track down Clint Davis, if he's still alive out there. And also trying to get a hold of Eric Stevens with Adrenaline Fight League, trying to get him call in. One question I have to ask is, how's everybody enjoying the new format? I mean, we're not on the air every day. We're doing 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 a.m. And even though I was just looking at my charts, you know, we're getting some good live listener action, and we're also having a lot of people checking in on the archives, listening to our old shows. So, as always, I want to thank everybody for being a part of the Greg Skrull Show, help giving me the encouragement to keeping this thing going. Football Gate, yes, we have Football Gate. New England has been accused of deflating the footballs during the game against Indianapolis, and that would not surprise me. Nothing Bill Belichick does would surprise me, and I wouldn't put it past him. He just catches me as that kind of guy. He may be a good coach, this and that, but you don't have consistent success that he's had without pulling some dirty underhanded tricks. So the investigation is going on to whether it is true. And, I really don't know what kind of penalty there could be for this. I'm sure if it is deemed to be true that the NFL will do something. But the Super Bowl's coming up, so start getting your chips, your dips, and the watch party ready. I'm sure I'll be at a watch party somewhere. Well, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good game. But I'm still going with Seattle. I went with Seattle last year. So I'm going to go with Seattle this year. So call in with your predictions to the Greg Skrull Show. 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128. Seattle grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat and defeated Green Bay. Don't you like how I phrased that? Grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat. So I guess that's the other one. I guess I could say Green Bay grabbed defeat from the jaws of victory or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, all I know is Seattle came back. I think they're at one point they were like 20-something points down and came back and defeated Green Bay to advance to the championship. once again, it's going to be a good game. Razorbacks. What's going on with the Razorbacks? I mean, God love them. I think Mikey Anderson just needs to let... We got some horses on that team, and I think Mike Anderson needs to let those horses run. I mean, two games in a row now, Arkansas has gone up against the press. And they've gotten their butts handed to them. And I might not be... I may not be a bright man when it comes to the sport of basketball, but I'm pretty smart enough to know that if the team is pressing you, then you run, because that does not give them time to set up that press. So, anyway, it is what it is. Uh-oh, Jermaine Taylor. Back behind bars. You would think he would be smarter than that. I don't know. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. And we will be back in about 2, maybe 3 minutes. So tune in, hang on tight. This is the Greg Squirrel Show, brought to you on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back. Josh Hutchin sent me a message. One of the big matchups, Extreme Fighting Inc. Ice at the Fort Smith Convention Center, Fort Smith, Arkansas, is David Barrow taking on Rodney Allison. And Josh is trying to find people who wants to take bets on that fight. I'm still going with the toss-up on that fight, so I don't know about that one. Both guys are good fighters. We'll just have to see what happens. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. If there's something you want to call in and talk about, we're talking to football, basketball, baseball, you name it, we talk about it. And, of course, MMA and pro boxing. Jermaine Taylor, I don't know about that boy. He is in trouble again. And just kind of anxious to see what happens there with Jermaine Taylor. Rested again in Little Rock over the weekend. And I'm starting to be a little disappointed in Jermaine. I thought he was getting his life back together. But apparently, once again, he's another one of these dummies that think, you know, get all this celebrity and stardom and you can get by with doing dumb crap. So anyway, thoughts and prayers. Maybe he'll get his life turned back around. I don't know. So anyway, let's see here. I pushed just a little button here. Got a lot of great listeners listening to the show today. Amy, my buddy Amy Meisner, she's listening. Carrie Burton, Robert Mann, Kimiko, Lucy, Julie, Kimber, William, Susie, Marty, LaDonna, Larissa, LaMaga, Christy, Jonna, and Tanique. Why is it that it seems like most of my listeners are female? Is it just my sexy voice or what is it? I don't know. Chat room is up and running, by the way, I meant to tell you. blogtalkradio.com/Greg Squirrel Show. And you can jump in our chat room. If you don't feel like talking on the air, you can go in our chat room and leave a comment in there. And we'll make sure we reply to your comment. All right. As we were talking, Extreme Fighting Inc. show coming up this Friday night, or Saturday night, Fort Smith Convention Center. See, I'm trying to find their card. They've been adding some stuff to their site, so I cannot find. They had their card up at one time, and now I can't find it. I'll just keep scrolling down till I come. There it is. I found it. I'm good like that. Now, if the picture will just cheer up, and I can do this right here. All right. Here is the card for Extreme Fighting, Inc. Once again, the phone lines are open, 323-642-1128 if you want to call in. If you're one of the fighters for Adrenaline Fight League or Extreme Fighting, Inc. appearing on their shows this coming weekend, feel free to call in. We'll talk about your fights, give you some airtime. Here we go. Here is the fight, Extreme Fighting, Inc. 6 o'clock, Fort Smith Convention Center, Justin Casey against Sammy Rogers. Chase Burns against Shaylen Sykes. Will Walters against Antonio Garcia. Jonathan Gooch against Frankie McChristian. Ashia Jones against Harley Groves. Brandon Clement against Tommy Sargent. Dustin Thompson against John Songer. Stephanie Hull against Kaylin Duff. John Brown against Anthony Travis. Nate Wilson against Devon Spencer. Kate Teehee against Catherine Grasshopper. James Williams against Rick Pruden. Larry Van against James Seltzer. Lena Thau against Lakeisha Garner. Miles Malone against David Keel. Eric Pearsant against Robert Hamilton. Tyler Jones against Bud Bogan. David Grayson against Chris Brookfield. And in your pro side of the card, they have Brandon Bledsoe against Austin Anderson, Jeff Jenkins against Justin Short, Anthony Ward against Dan Casper, Oscar Valdez against Greg Dunnigan, Fred Pierce against Will Walker, and Dave Burrows against Rodney Allison. And yes, they're taking bets on that fight. And that's going to be a good fight. I've seen. I've announced some shows for Burroughs, and I've announced for XFI in the past, and I've seen Rodney Allison fight, and that is really going to be a good fight. So you can understand why that's the main event. The one that worries me is Lena Thau against Lakeisha Gardner, because Lena is also scheduled to appear on the Adrenaline Fight League show. So unless she's got a twin, or some amazing powers that we don't know about. It's going to be exciting to see what happens with that one. Which show does she appear on? So we'll keep an eye on that and go from there. And just sit back and see what happens with that one. So that's the fight card for Extreme Fighting Inc. 323-642-1128. Once again, if there's any fighters out there want to call in, talk about your fight, we would love to have you. Trying to track down Clint Davis. I'm putting an all points bulletin. For all points bulletin to Clint Davis. Try to see if we can. Clint became a pretty popular figure on the show there for a while. Because, like me, you know, Clint Davis, we like to talk about MMA. We like to talk about boxing, pro wrestling. Like to talk about a little bit of everything. And I miss having Clint on. So, I know last week there was a Clint Davis sighting. And kind of having a verbal spat with a name I refuse to mention because I think the guy's an idiot. He's full of himself. Not Clint Davis. The guy he's having the verbal spat. I think he's an idiot. I think he's full of himself. And one of these days somebody's going to knock him on his butt and not think twice about it. And I'm hoping I'm there to see it so I can laugh in his face. You know who you are. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. But Clint Davis, if you're listening, call home. Thoughts and prayers go out, Granny Hulkster. Having some family issues. Apparently her son's been having some medical issues. So we just give thoughts and prayers out to Granny Hulkster. And we'll get her back in here talking WWE and TNA and just go from there. All right. Let me go over here, flip to this other page. By the way, if anybody's looking for a good sectional sofa, I have one for sale. Navy blue sectional sofa. It's in great shape. Does need a little bit of cleaning because it's been kind of sitting in storage. So it does need cleaned some. $250. Like I say, it's in good shape. The cushions aren't ripped. There's no holes, tears, anything like that. Dual recliner, sleeper sofa, $250. If anybody's interested in that, they can leave a message on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. And see if we can make a deal on that. I want to get rid of it. I just don't have room for it in my new house. There you go. All right, we're going to jump over here. I was talking about Lena Thau being on promoted on the XFI show, also being advertised on the Adrenaline Fight League show. As always, the little disclaimer at the bottom, fights subject to change. So there you go. All right, we're going to jump over here. I got the tentative. Once again, as I said, fights are subject to change. So, somebody's got this messed up. But we're going to go quickly run down the tentative fight card for Adrenaline Fight League taking place at the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium. We'll start at the bottom and work our way up. Efren Quinton versus Zach Bly. Tyler Schmidt versus Tevay Lewis. Brittany Beasy taking on Lena Thau. Joseph Jones versus Darren Bassard. Steve Griggs taking on Dalton Bloss. Neil Summers taking on Michael Dotson. Bobby Hurd taking on Stephen Pierce. Cam Banks taking on Jeremy Dukes. Toby Prick taking on Sean Swisher. Michael Long takes on Kimmel Crossland. Brad Aaron versus Dylan Hilton. For the Pitbull Power Sports Jiu-Jitsu Super Heavyweight title, Brad Montgomery versus Eric Decker for the Bender Law AFL heavyweight title. Quentin Goody against Zach Ziegler. For the Never Say No Auto AFL Lightweight Championship, Tony Marquez against Jason Henson. Premier Pond is sponsoring the Flyweight Championship, which features Michael Graves versus Joe Taylor. And then for the Spire Sectional title, middleweight division, Tyler Honey Badger Johnson taking on Curtis Eller. It's going to be a good show, and I'm excited to be there, be doing the ring announcing one more time for the Adrenaline Fight League. So we want to see all the MMA fans, Joplin, Springfield, what's some of the other towns around, Republic, Monette? I'm thinking it's Monette. I know it is. I'm joking. And all the surrounding Ozark, you know, all the other surrounding communities around Springfield, come on to the Shrine Mosque Saturday night and enjoy some great tap or snap, hard-hitting MMA action brought to you by the Adrenaline Fight League. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. Once again, if you want to call in, something you want to talk about, We're going to step out, take a quick break. Then on the other side, we're going to be talking more sports. So feel free to join us. We'll go down headlines, and we also got birthdays coming up. So if you got a birthday, get that ready. We'll be back on the other side of the break right here on, can't say award winning yet, but maybe someday, Greg Skrull Show, brought to you right here on Blog Talk Radio. Greg Skrull Show. We got about 30 minutes left on this morning's program. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in and talk about any of the items we talk about today right here on the Greg Skrull Show, we would love to hear from you. All right. We talked about Adrenaline Fight League, that big show coming up. Also talked about Extreme Fighting Inc. Ice got their big show coming up. A lot of great MMA, and there's MMA promotions all across the United States. If there's one near your community, we invite you to go out, check it out, and support MMA. Because you never know who's going to show up at UFC, Bellator, or any of the bigger promotions. They get their started right here in these local community MMA promotions. So make sure you check them out. All right. Talking Super Bowl now. Did I mention Sting made his appearance last night? I didn't get to see it. But Sting did make his appearance last night. I think they're setting that up for a Sting versus Triple H at WrestleMania. I may be wrong. I don't know. WrestleMania is just around the corner. Just have to wait and see what happens. All right. Hold on a minute. I felt it coming. And I felt those coming too. All right. Hopefully I got that out of the way. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. So feel free to call on in here to the Greg Squirrel Show. All right, let's run down to sports. See what's going on. Let's see, we got a baseball trade. Texas Rangers have acquired right-hander Giovanni Gallardo, sending three prospects to the Milwaukee Brewers. So, I don't see who the prospects are. I don't have the name of the prospects that so Milwaukee gets. Bad news for Tiger Woods. Is Tiger auditioning to play Michael Strahan in a movie or something? I'm just wondering because I saw a picture of Tiger Woods and had a tooth missing. Basically what had happened, Tiger, Lindsey Vonn, Tiger's main squeeze, was in a snow skiing competition, and Tiger had a run-in with a photographer. Apparently, Tiger just flat turned around, and the photographer was right there, right behind him. Tiger turned right in and got a tooth knocked out. So Tiger's kind of walking around there looking like Michael Strahan there. Australian Open. Yes, we're talking tennis. So Serena Williams. And I'm not even going to attempt to announce this guy's name. We're not even going to talk about that. I thought I was going to talk about tennis, but I decided not to. Serena Williams won. She's got a nice bet. That's all I'll say about that. All right. Penn State is petitioning petitioning to get their 409 victories reinstated. Apparently, Penn State has reached a settlement with the NCAA that would restore the vacated wins by Penn State, Joe Paterno, as part of the Jerry Sandusky situation. If the NCAA agrees to go ahead and do this, which it sounds like they're going to, it would reinstate Joe Paterno making him the winningest coach in FBS history. So we'll just have to see what happened, what's going to go on. Just still a lot of bad wounds, in my opinion, from that. So just going to have to take it down, just see what happens with it. I mean, as much as I love Joe Paterno as a football coach, I really think he got the shaft. Did he know what Jerry Sandusky? And that's a question we're never going to know. I think Jerry Sandusky's a creep. He's where he belongs, in jail. And I hope he gets a taste of his own medicine, if you know what I mean. So, he's just one sick, disgusting human being. So we'll just have to see why. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. All right, let's get back to some other sports headlines. Number 11, Kansas, defeats number 19, Oklahoma. Georgetown defeats number 4, Villanova. The New York Knicks defeat the New Orleans Pelicans to end a 16-game losing streak. And Bud Selig has proclaimed St. Louis the best baseball city. Well, I'm like, duh. You think? They definitely get my vote. Former 2 Division UFC champion BJ Penn was arrested late Saturday following an altercation at the Four Seasons Maui Hotel. So we'll have to see what goes on there. Oh, let's see here. I'm sorry, I don't, as much as I don't like Charles Barkley, I definitely don't want to see Kobe Bryant every time I want to watch basketball. Apparently TNT is looking at Kobe to replace Barkley when Kobe Bryant decides to retire. I never liked Kobe before. I don't like him now. And it's like I told people, I mean, if it came to the point, I don't care if he is one of the best players. I just would not pick him for my team. I would rather go with players about the team than players that are about me. And Kobe is a me guy. Me. So, anyway, that's my feeling about Kobe Bryant. And I'm hoping that TNT decides not to bring in Kobe. I think there's players out there that are more knowledgeable. Yeah, Kobe will bring ratings, but I just think there's a lot more players out there that are probably a little bit more knowledgeable than Kobe. I mean, Kobe, the Black Mamba, as he calls himself, he just never really impressed me. I mean, I still laugh at the picture that bounces around once in a while. It shows Kobe with the awards that he's won. And then you got LeBron James with the trophies that he's won. But then you got a picture of Michael with his 500 championship rings and his 5 million trophies that he's won. And he's just like, kids, please. I mean, Michael Jordan's it. I mean, I don't think there'll never be another player like Jordan, because Jordan wasn't all about me. I mean, Jordan was on a team filled with talent. You had Jordan. You had Scottie Pippen. You had Paxton. God, who all else did Jordan have? Then he had those year. Then he had those how many seasons? 4 or 5 seasons that he had Dennis Rodman with him. I mean, that was it. And Jordan didn't have to go out all around saying, I'm the greatest. I mean, that just wasn't Jordan's style in my book. I mean, Jordan was a great player, but he also had other players, and he didn't mind. He took the game into hand when he had to. He took control of the game when he had to. But also the fact that Jordan had other incredible talent there with him in Chicago. And they got, and Jordan wasn't a ball hog. Because he knew he trusted his players around him. Kobe Bryant, sorry for the dead air there. Kobe Bryant just catches me as a player that he don't trust his teammate. I mean, he practically ran off Shaquille. And Derek Fisher. Who else were some of the other better named players that they had at the Lakers? And Kobe just ended up running them off too. It's Kobe or the highway. It's the Kobe show or it's the highway. And that does not make a good basketball team. A good basketball team, you got 5 players that work cohesively. And they don't gripe and bellyache when they're not getting enough ball touches. And that's what Kobe is. Kobe, if it don't go through him, he gripes and bellyaches. I blame Kobe for running off Phil Jackson. And then when any other coach has tried to stand up to him, they've gotten the axe also. So, anyway, I'm going to get off my little soapbox. Hey, we got birthdays coming up on the other side of this break. So we'll be right back in 2 minutes right here on the Greg Scroll Show. Call in your birthdays, 323-642-1128. the Greg Squirrel Show. The final 15 minutes on the air for today. Oh, yeah. I saw something on Facebook I wanted to comment about. I can't remember if it was sports related or not. Oh, well, I guess it wasn't important. All right. 323-642-1128. Once again, we want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in to today's show. I love going back and reading my track numbers and see how many people listen and call in and all that stuff. Uh-oh, I hear music. What is it? It's your birthday. Grayson, he's going to be fighting Saturday night for Fort Smith. It's his birthday. We also want to say happy birthday to Steffi Lehman. We won't say her name because we're respectable like that. We also want to say happy birthday to Nancy Chapman. Arthur Brown, happy birthday to you. We got Devon Wolf. Happy birthday to you, Devon. And we got Corey Trether. Big Toy. Happy birthday to you. What was that song that had that character? Oh, The Street. No, not The Street. Shriners Convention. Had Coy. How'd you get that holly up there on the high dive, boy? Ray Stevens. That's a funny, funny song. 323-642-1128. That's the phone line. If you want to call in, we'll turn the birthday music down now. We've got that hot. There you go. Anyway, if you ever want to call in, anytime you listen to the show, you want to call in. 323-642-1128 is the phone line to call in. Arkansas Razorbacks, they take on Alabama this week. Hope they get it turned around. They started off really good, and they've just kind of hit the skids the last couple of games. But, hopefully Mike Anderson gets it turned around so the Hogs can get back at it. So there you go. All right, once again, we want to say thank you to Gretchen, Amy, Carrie, Mandy, Levi, Thea, Julie, Kimber, Marty, Christy, LaDonna, Cassandra, Kimberly, LaMaga, and Jonna for listening to the show today. It's always fun, even when I don't have callers. It's more fun when I have people calling in, but we still have fun on the show even without the callers. So anyway, we got about 9 minutes. We've talked about everything we're going to talk about, so I think we are going to just jump right on up here and head it on to the house. So everybody have fun. Have a great Tuesday. Have a great Wednesday. We will see you Thursday back on the air, 9:00. Final rundown for Extreme Fighting Geek and the Adrenaline Fight League. So, until Thursday, put us in your favorite on your computer, Greg Squirrel Show, blogtalkradio.com, /Greg Squirrel Show. We are out of here. We will see you Tuesday or Thursday, 9 a.m., out here on the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio. See ya!